protesters are demonstrating outside Indonesian consulates across Australia today after crackdowns on pro-democracy voices in West Papua. Advocates warn on systematic regression of free speech in West Papua. The accusation comes amidst deadly nationwide protests against the current Indonesian government. West Papua human rights activist Zelda Grimshaw says today's protest aims to bring spotlight on political persecution.
West Papua has been occupied by Indonesia for over 60 years now. Historically, West Papuans have always asserted independence and have wanted to be their own country, but Indonesia has militarily occupied West Papua since 1963, and the movement for independence has never stopped. It continues, and military repression of that movement has always been severe. But last week, on Wednesday of last week, the 27th of August, four men who were prisoners of the Indonesian occupation were transferred from the city of Sorong in West Papua out of West Papua to another prison. The four men who were being transferred had petitioned for peace talks. So that was their crime. They had gone to the head of police and said, we want to initiate some peace talks towards resolving the West Papua issue. For that, they were charged with treason. So talking about peace in West Papua is seen as treason. So these four men were charged with treason, and then they were transferred away from the island. So this is a technique that the Indonesian regime has used across time with a number of political prisoners who were typically charged with treason. They move them away from West Papua to isolate and demoralise the prisoners. People in the West Papuan town of Sorong rebelled against the transfer of these prisoners and demanded that the prisoners remain in West Papua. That demonstration became very heated, and some demonstrators attacked government buildings, broke windows at the governor's residence, for instance. The Indonesian police then pointed the finger at a young independence leader called Sayang Mandabayan. Now, Sayang Mandabayan's a mother of five. She's been a vocal human rights advocate and pro-independence advocate for many years. She has been jailed once before for treason, but was let out because the police lost the evidence. Well, that's what they said. But they targeted her over this damage to government buildings, which Sayang, of course, had nothing to do with. They then went out and arrested 33 West Papuan activists. So all in one go, they went out and raided people's homes and arrested 33 activists who are pro-independence. So while they are arresting and jailing urban activists like Sayang Mandabayan, up in the mountains, the Indonesian military are torching villages. They're torching villages, clearing them out of people. There are tens of thousands of refugees in the mountains of West Papua because of Indonesian military activity. So across Indonesia and in West Papua, we are saying military back to the barracks. Resolution can happen through dialogue. It's not going to happen through the barrel of a gun. So we've called this snap rally to say stop the repression, end the persecution of Sayang Mandabayan. She is a peaceful pro-democracy advocate, and we are calling for international attention to be brought to this case because people like Sayang Mandabayan should not be in fear of their lives.
You talked about the international community. So can you walk me through what role they're currently playing, including Australia, in this crisis?
So Australia has close ties with Indonesia. Even though the current president of Indonesia has been on trial for war crimes and crimes against humanity in the past, Prabowo Subianto was dishonourably discharged from the army in 1998 for his involvement with the kidnap, torture and disappearance of pro-democracy activists in Jakarta. Prabowo has also been involved in massacres in East Timor and in West Papua. So very chilling for anyone who is a democracy advocate or a human rights advocate. Australia has maintained normal relations with Prabowo Subianto. They have not raised any objections at all about his personal human rights record or about the repression of activists in West Papua. And indeed, we're seeing over this past week huge demonstrations, huge, furious expressions of popular discontent with the Prabowo regime across Indonesia. So what's happened in West Papua is one example, but in fact, people all over Indonesia are furious with the Prabowo regime. They're furious with austerity. They're furious with corruption, and they're furious with Prabowo increasing militarism in Indonesia. That's what the riots all over Indonesia are demanding. Put the military back in the barracks. Stop sending soldiers out onto our streets. If you're in Darwin or Canberra or Melbourne, you can come along to the Indonesian consulate today at 12:30 for a snap protest against Indonesian repression of democracy activists in general and of Sayang Mandabayan in particular.
That was West Papua human rights activist Zelda Grimshaw speaking with The Wire's Calvin Lee.